The Royal Tunbridgewell Symphony Orchestra is vibrant, thriving. It's an orchestra at the heart of the South East cultural community. This is a very special time for them as they celebrate their centenary. So I am delighted to welcome Roderick Dunk, who is the music director and conductor of the Royal Tunbridgewell Symphony Orchestra. Hello, Rod. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, thanks. Oh, it's really great to have the opportunity to talk about what's happening with the orchestra and some special things that we've got just around the corner.
Sounds really exciting. So before we talk about the orchestra and what's in store, can we talk a bit about you? Because I'm interested to know a little bit about you, Rod. What is your background and your relationship to the orchestra as the current music director?
Okay, well, I'm a freelance orchestral conductor, so I work for orchestras all over the country and sometimes abroad and whatever. I first encountered this orchestra, quite a while now ago, in 1994. They phoned me up and asked me if I would like to come and conduct a concert as a guest conductor. We got on really, really well. And the next year they asked me back again. The following year they asked me to do two concerts. The following year they asked me to do three concerts. Eventually, 10 years ago, when they decided that probably this guy wasn't too bad, they asked me to become music director. And so the relationship, over that, whatever it is, 28 years or something, has just become closer and closer and closer. And for the last 10 years, I've been sort of responsible for the artistic direction of the orchestra, and it's been a very, very close relationship. And I have to say, of all the orchestras I conduct, it's one of the most rewarding relationships in that it's a hybrid orchestra. We are 60% really gifted local amateurs and 40% top line professionals from London orchestras and freelancers and sort of thing. So it's an unusual atmosphere, and but it works brilliantly.
A great opportunity for people who are not professional musicians to get to work with professional musicians who work in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think our regular players really do gain a lot from that. Not only just hints and tips on their playing and some tricks of the trade, as it were, from these professionals, but the atmosphere of being around people who are really at the top of their game sort of pulls up people who are doing it when it's not their main thing. They're doing it for love.
So, are those people volunteers, or what's the setup? How does it work?
Well, the professional players that we bring in are paid. Everybody else pays a subscription to be in the orchestra. It's not a massive amount of money. We do a six concert season every year, so they will rehearse usually for 4 Fridays before each concert, and then on concert morning for the final rehearsal, all the professionals arrive and the whole thing is rehearsed with everybody there. And soloists, we have international standard soloists, which that's also a great experience for the amateur players to work with top flight soloists. And then in the afternoon, we perform the concert, usually Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
And do the non-professionals have to audition to be in the orchestra?
We have an admission process that we rarely need to give a specific individual audition. But what we do is invite people to come along to a few rehearsals so that we see what they play like. Usually it's very quick. If somebody's up to the job or if they're not. It's friendly. Our process is not a prohibitive process. It's very much aimed at trying to include people in what we do. And the way the orchestra works is quite amusing sometimes in that, for instance, the lady who leads our cello section, the professional who is now in the London Mozart Players, when she was at school in Tunbridge, growing up in Tunbridge, she was a member as a schoolgirl of the orchestra
That's
as an amateur
wonderful.
member. So sometimes it's cyclical and people come back as the professional, which is really great.
So the orchestra itself, Rod, is it a registered charity, or
It
how is it
is.
set up?
No, it has been a registered charity for many decades now. Obviously, from small beginnings over 100 years, it's developed and developed. And I think for at least 30, 40 years, it's been a registered charity.
Are you looking for members? How do people find out more about the orchestra?
Well, if anybody's interested in orchestral music, either as a player or even just that they love music and would like to be involved with the running of the orchestra or the support of the orchestra, we've always got vacancies for people who want to help us with our publicity or sort of backroom things, organisational things, logistics, you know, transport, all of those things. Always looking for volunteers. If you go to rtwso.org, that's our website, and please do get in touch with us. It's a really fun organisation to be around, either as a volunteer or a professional. There's a lot of laughs and a lot of fun, but there's also a real standard of work that I can be very proud of.
Excellent. I want to talk about what's planned for the centenary next, but before we do that, should we stop for a short break?
Yeah, sure.
And we'll hear a piece of music from the orchestra, right?
Well, it's a piece of music of the sort that we're playing in this special thing.
Fantastic. Well, let's hear it. So that was a very modern, upbeat piece of music. What was it?
That was a piece that a lot of people will recognise. People of a certain age, like my age, will know exactly what it's called. It was The Hustle.
Oh, yes. When people hear a symphony orchestra, they expect maybe something classical. But what you're planning is not classical at all, is it, for your upcoming concert?
It isn't. We have just completed our centenary season of six classical concerts where we've played Brahms and Mozart and Bruckner and all of those big classical composers, symphonic music. And we thought, as it's the centenary year, let's do an extra show that's not part of the season, that's a sort of a centenary party, both for the orchestra and for our regular audience and other people who might not normally choose to go to a symphony orchestra concert, but who might be enticed when they realise the sort of music we're playing at this one. The show is actually called The Sounds of the 70s and is a real departure for this orchestra to play a show like this. It's actually very challenging, more so than people might imagine. The way this came about is my own teenage days, growing up as a serious music student, and I noted that a lot of the pop music of the 70s that I was listening to, that was my youth culture at the time, 80% of them had symphony orchestras on them backing the artist. People like Barry White and his Love Unlimited Orchestra, for instance. Big string sections, big brass sections, carpenters, beautiful symphonic orchestration. And so that really sort of captivated me at the time because I was a student of serious symphonic music. And it stuck with me. And then about 20 years ago, I was involved in a lot of big outdoor concerts at stately homes and castles and things. And I thought, you know, what I should do is finally make that symphonic 70s sound happen for live for people so that they can hear all of their 70s favourites sounding exactly as they did on the recordings, but with the orchestra absolutely sitting there yards away in front of them, you know, and I thought that would be a really exciting thing. So I got together with a friend of mine, Annie Skates, who runs a group called Capital Voices, who are tremendous top London session singers. They have actually worked with people like Barry Manilow and big artists like that. And we've got a really innovative, unusual show. Audiences love it. The orchestras love it. So that's the way it all came about. And when we were looking for a very special party to celebrate the end of our centenary work with the Tunbridge Wells Orchestra, it sort of quite shyly, I think, said, well, look, I have got this 70s thing. I'm not sure if you'd be interested in it. And basically, they bit my arm off. So that's how it came about. In the course of the show, we do about, I would say, 90 different really popular 70s songs, you know. An awful lot of pure nostalgia.
And with the singers as well, it must be hard to keep audiences off their feet, actually. I bet they get really into it.
Well, it's very rare when we get to the end of the last 10 minutes of one of these shows, and sometimes a lot earlier, it's very, very rare that everybody is sitting down.
You know, that's unusual as an orchestral performance.
Oh, absolutely it is. You know, we've had occasions where for the whole of the second half of the show, nobody was in their seats.
Great fun. So tell us about the concert. It's happening very soon, isn't it?
It's happening on Sunday, the 1st of May. So it's bank holiday weekend, so nobody will have to get up early and go to work on the Monday. Right. It's 7:30 in the evening at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells.
Excellent. So, Rod, the concert sounds amazing. We know how to get our tickets, but exciting news, there is a competition. You're offering some tickets for the show, so tell us about that.
We are. We've got three pairs of tickets to come free to anybody who knows the answer to this following question. What was the name of the orchestra most associated with Barry White?
Okay. So that's your question, Rod, and I think it would be a good way to say goodbye by hearing the great man himself, hey?
Yes, this is Barry White, and it was a big, big hit. You're the first, the last, my everything.
That's fantastic. Let's hear it. Okay. Well, Rod, it's been really delightful to meet you and talk to you today.
And you too.
Thank you for your time. So, Roderick Dunk, musical director and conductor of the Royal Tunbridge Wells Symphony Orchestra, thank you very much for your time today. It's lovely chatting. Well done to all involved, and I hope the Sounds of the 70s concert goes really well for you, as well as all your other projects. Thank you.
Thank you.